the Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe
it. 3 years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have Besito.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo! Welcome back to the Long Island Tea, where we spill the tea on living your best Long Island life. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Sharon. Welcome back to you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for holding down the fort. And you guys got to do the fun stuff while
I was gone. Did you see the thumbnail picture?
So cute.
That was hilarious.
Cute. I loved it.
It was cute. We had a good time. Although she doesn't think I'm funny.
Alyssa doesn't think you're funny? She didn't laugh at your jokes?
She didn't laugh at my jokes like you would.
Yeah, you know what? Chemistry is everything.
It is.
And I talked a lot about that this week at All My Stuff. People were talking about our chemistry, Sharon, can't be replaced. So, you know, it's been so crazy. And I'm excited that, you know, it's you and I back here and we kind of don't have a guest this week because I have a lot to catch
up
on.
Yes, we do.
And so how you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. It's April. We are... You know, in spring, full ahead.
Yeah.
We had some nice weather.
You're so funny. I was looking at the TikToks of our, last episode, and I looked so angry. I looked really, did you notice that?
I feel like I did too.
Scowling and everything, and I was like, what was my deal? I don't know, but I agree. It's funny. Tegan said the other day, we went by, and it was like, all the farm stands are starting to open again. It's giving summer.
It is. Things are blooming. I mean, it's amazing.
I love the blooms. You know what people don't realize, including me, like when I'm driving around Long Island, the cherry blossoms. Yes. I mean, like DC is known for their cherry blossom season, but the cherry blossom trees all around. I get distracted when I'm driving.
I know, because you're like, that one's blooming.
Oh my God,
what are the
so
yellow
beautiful.
Ones? The yellow yellow trees.
There's yellow ones, the white ones.
Yes.
The pure white.
Oh,
I was
so
like,
pretty.
I just want to stop and get a picture of this stuff.
I know.
I have a tree in my front yard, and I just said it to Thomas the other day, and it blooms like twice a year with these big, giant purple flowers.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, oh, my tree's blooming. I get so excited.
Yay.
you know that it's time. You know you're old when that kind of stuff excites you. But the last couple of years, right when this tree blooms with these big, giant purple flowers, and I love it so much, and I wait for it, there's a torrential storm. Like, what do they call the storm? It's like a bomb cyclone or something.
Yeah, when
inevitably,
they all fall off.
The second it blooms, there's like a bomb cyclone.
Oh no.
And it blows them all off. So I'm hoping this year.
It'll last a little bit.
It'll last a little while.
It's funny because like I'm really hoping, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but like every year.
I'm like immediately like, it's gonna be a bomb cyclone. And you're like, I'm a Debbie Downer. This is why. Okay.
You know, remember last year I feel like it rained like every weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're kind of creeping on that.
I know. Yeah.
Pattern again.
Yes. And even during the summer, it was rainy. It was weird.
That's what I mean. Like every weekend during the summer, like gorgeous out all week. And then like Saturday, you want to hit the beach. Nope.
No.
Gray skies.
Yeah. We're just going to have to flip flops. Well, I think what we should do is look at the calendar, look at the weather, and then flip flop the weekend.
Yeah.
Be like Monday, Tuesday off.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weekend
like
it's raining.
You know who can make those decisions?
You and me.
Yes.
I know. So I think we're onto something. Instead of summer Fridays on Long Island, we'll actually look at the weather and be like, whatever day is the best beach day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know that won't happen though, because then Saturday and Sunday roll around, people are like, you want me to work?
Right.
No. It's not going to happen. okay. So we have so much to catch up on.
All right.
I can't even tell you how much has happened this past week.
Well,
I mean, obviously, nor'easter.
Right.
Earthquake.
Right.
Eclipse.
Right.
Like,
retrograde.
Could there be more?
It's crazy.
Please, no. The answer is no. Aliens, probably.
So where were you? Let's start with the earthquake.
Okay. So since I've last seen you, there's been so much that's happened. But I was at the CEO summit with all my colleagues in Boston.
Yes.
And I felt so bad for the city of Boston because they did put so much work into hosting this group from around the globe.
And I think it's throughout the city. So these events and things like that that you went to, like it's throughout the whole city.
Exactly. They like we got to go see this awesome New Balance center, like the New Balance tennis
shoes. Did you get New Balances?
No, I didn't. Some people got like a gift card. I didn't get one. I never win anything to say no. So, but I did play pickleball for the first time in the New Balance Center.
Do you like it?
I don't.
Okay.
I do not.
All right.
Mostly because apparently it requires hand-eye coordination, of which I learned very quickly. I do not have.
You lack.
I spent the entire time. I mean, it was good exercise because I was just chasing the ball. That's all I did.
Did you ever watch Daria on MTV?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do I sound like that?
Well, she would always like hold out her hand when the volleyball would come.
Oh.
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's better than me. Like I like flinch and duck away from it and then just have to chase it.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. But everybody else, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. But it was this really cool center. But the cool thing is we had like several charter buses because there are about 300 CEOs of destination marketing organizations. Again, Destinations International, so not just nationwide, but globally.
Yeah.
It was really cool because you get like a global perspective as to what's happening in the industry and really high level conversations about AI and how you lead.
It was,
I always loved this conference.
Yeah.
But when we went to the New Balance Center, there was about four or five charter buses that went.
Okay.
We actually got a police escort through the city of Boston.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was cool.
Yeah, that is so cool.
I've never
cool.
had a police escort.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
They literally shut down traffic so that our buses didn't have to wait at like a red light.
That's awesome.
But it was a nor'easter.
Yes.
So did you get hit? That's why I felt sad for the city of Boston. Yes. So it was crazy. So, you know, it was hard because you didn't want to go anywhere. You couldn't like walk around the city.
Right, right.
It was wild. And then I ended up leaving early because it was going to snow.
Right.
And I didn't want to
worried
get trapped.
About you. Yeah.
So I took the Amtrak.
I was just gonna say you didn't drive. You took the Amtrak.
I did not drive because of the storm.
Right.
So I was like, the Amtrak. I was scheduled to leave Friday morning, but instead I came back Thursday night.
Right.
I just like skipped the last reception or whatever. I'm like, I've seen everybody. I gotta go. I gotta catch a train.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got
home. Long is the ride?
It's long
on an Amtrak.
So Amtrak to New York, City is about 4 hours.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have to switch trains.
Right.
This is me because I was still in my conference outfit. High heels.
Stilettos.
You know, because I went straight.
Yeah.
I go straight to the train station from the session. And then I'm on the train. And then I'm running through Penn Station.
Oh, my gosh. To catch another train.
With my suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, jumping over like people that are sleeping on the stairs. I'm like pushing people out of the way.
True New Yorker.
Because I think I had like 8 minutes in between the trains or else I had to wait. And it was getting, I didn't go home until like 9:30 at night, you know, it was a long day. But anyway, got home, so excited to sleep in my own bed. So the next morning, having like a leisurely morning, catching up, Thomas comes, he had a work call. Then he comes up, we're having coffee. We're like catching up on the whole week.
Yep.
Because I had been, the other interesting news, I'd been sick.
Yes.
I had been sick the whole time, which is always a fun way to be at a conference, but you know, fighting through it.
Right.
But just like rasp.
Like you do.
Yeah. Like you do. You had lost your voice and I pretty much lost my voice.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm like, no, I don't know who gave it to who, but I was like, you know, at the end of the night, like NyQuil.
Yeah. Good night.
I'm going to power through.
Yeah.
So, we're catching up on the week, everything happened. So we're sitting there lying in bed and all of a sudden the whole house starts to shake.
Ugh.
Friday morning. And I'm like, what the? Just like every other, if you looked at all of the New York footage.
All the memes.
Yeah. I had to send it to my friend in California who like
deals with this all the time.
The New York attitude to earthquakes. And it was like a little, you know, it was like everything shook. The amount of F-bombs.
Right.
In every single social media. I was like, the New Yorkers like, what's this on the Richter?
Yeah, exactly.
What is this one?
Oh my God. But it was in New Jersey. So the earthquake was in New Jersey and we felt it here. I was in the airport.
Oh,
getting ready to take off to go to Florida for my little vacation.
Yes.
And, you know, we're sitting at the airport bar, flew out of Long Island MacArthur Airport.
Awesome.
And I think it's Blue Point Brewery bar that's up there.
Love it.
Awesome. We're hanging out. And nobody said anything, but we all felt it.
Yeah.
And everybody, it was probably a good 20 people in there, plus bartenders. And we all just like kind of looked at each other. And then I was like, what was that? And the bartender's like, that was not a plane.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's what you wondered. Like, is a truck going by?
It felt like wind? I thought it was a plane taking off. That's exactly what it felt like.
You know, you're like, did something just happen?
Yeah, I know.
Well, Tegan was talking about at school, and they were all like, the teachers are freaking out. Mm-hmm. The teachers were like, is it a bomb?
Oh, gosh.
You know, and they were all freaking out. Yeah. And she's like, my husband says it was an earthquake. Anyway, it was just funny because we don't get earthquakes.
Right, right.
In New York. And I've never had an earthquake in my life.
We had one a few years back. I remember I was here.
Yeah.
And I remember the building shaking.
Thomas said it was in like 2013.
Yep, I remember it.
So it's 10 years. Like, yeah. But it was a big one. And
so here's the funny thing.
Okay.
This is totally like...
No, I was going to say something funny too. Go ahead.
Okay.
I wonder if you're going to say something.
So the Richter scale, 4.8.
Yes.
And the eclipse was on April 8th.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. 4.8.
Creepy.
Right, Sharon? I was just about to say that.
Crazy.
And by the way, I've heard nobody else say that.
Wow.
I love that you and I are always on the same plane. So
seriously.
Yeah, that was, but they ground your flight? Because I heard they did.
I didn't take off.
Oh, you were there for a while.
We were there. We were super early.
Okay. Because they like grounded flights for half an hour and it was like...
No, we took...
And then
we
I felt the second one. There was a second one.
I didn't feel the second one.
Because you were already gone.
Yeah.
It was like 6 o'clock and I'm sitting in my kitchen. And again, it just felt like if a major wind like shakes the house
right,
a little bit.
Right,
that was much... It was much shorter and less. But I was like, what the heck is going on?
I know.
On?
But leave it to our social media... They were
within
on
seconds,
point
Michael,
within seconds.
Within seconds, Michael had the meme out. I think it was the first one.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was so funny.
I loved it. And I put one in mine that was like, I'm an earthquake survivor.
With that like white plastic chair that's on the floor.
Yeah, we will rebuild.
Yes, exactly.
No, it was like all these, mine was like all these women dancing around, like my new personality.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an earthquake survivor.
That's so funny.
But so like literally came back from a nor'easter.
Yeah.
Earthquake and then the eclipse.
So crazy.
Did you see it?
No. So we were in Florida. We were coming home on Monday.
Yeah.
So we didn't see anything.
Oh, did it not happen at all there?
I don't think so. No. I think we were on the plane. I don't know.
Well, it was so weird because I told you our counterparts in upstate New York, they've been planning. I've been talking to them, listening to them plan for this for years.
Yeah.
And it was cloudy up there. It was like perfect.
That's what I was just going to say. Did you see David Holder's post when he's like, he wrote something really funny.
He's
like,
in Syracuse, yeah. Right?
Oh my God. It was so funny. But he took a picture of like the cloudy skies and he's like, yep, here it is.
Yeah.
But did you see all the pictures of the traffic? Like Josiah?
No.
On his stories was like, yep, coming back. He's in Syracuse too.
Yeah. He's the New York Sherpa.
Yeah, he's so awesome. But he was like video, you know, showing video of like the traffic stops and the rest stops that were just like
packed,
completely overloaded.
It was mayhem. Here it was not. But at the same time, you know, Ed on our team, like was like, he came in the morning. He's like, do you have glasses? I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, I didn't think we were going to be able to see it.
Right. I didn't either.
For me, I just wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. I guess everyone said we weren't in the path of totality, but I guess what I didn't realize is it doesn't mean you're still gonna see it. So anyway, Ed went on like some coffee meeting and brought me back some glasses, aww, luckily. And so then we're sitting there, and next thing you know, my whole family sends me like a picture of all of them. Kenzie was in town for the weekend, and Thomas and Tegan, and then Finnegan was home, and they're all like on
the
lawn
beach
at the Oldfield Lighthouse. With their chairs. And I'm like, what are you guys all? Why is everybody? And they're like, oh, they let the schools out and Finnegan's work let him out.
What?
To watch the eclipse. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like the worst boss ever. Are people doing this?
Right.
So I said to Michael, I'm like,
what do we do?
And so then I was like, okay, let's at least everybody leave your office right
now. Let's go outside.
And let's go outside and watch the eclipse. And then our entire office building was outside.
Yes, 200 people.
Everyone's like, with their glasses. It was hilarious.
So funny.
It was actually, I'm actually kind of glad we didn't let it out because I thought it was a fun
little
staff thing.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Everybody watching it together, like, ooh, there it is, trying to figure out how to take pictures of it.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. It was a lot, though. And then the other thing I did since I saw you is Tegan and her friend and I, we went and saw Drake.
Yes.
At UBS
You're
Arena.
Literally like hitting it up.
I really am. I mean, as far as the Coleman points.
I swear.
We went and saw Drake, and we didn't just see Drake. We had like... the most amazing seats ever. I mean, we were right in between. There was like a walkway in between us and the stage. Mm-hmm. And so security was right in front of us. All of the people were coming in and out. We like touched everybody.
That's amazing.
Drake's son, his mom.
That's awesome.
This famous DJ that Tegan and her friend were freaking out about. Michael probably knows him. He dated Olivia Rodrigo and okay. he's like the DJ. And they got high fives.
Oh my gosh.
It was, and like the guy who was just on the stage with the opener, he was just like hanging out in our seats, like sitting on the ledge with us.
That's awesome.
It was wild.
That's amazing.
I'm like, and then as cool as that was, and I'll tell you what, I love Drake, but I hadn't heard a lot of his new stuff.
New stuff, yeah.
If you leave there a total fan.
Really? I mean, his show, that's awesome.
His energy, it was so fun. Good. It was awesome. And UBS Arena, by the way, was so amazing. During a concert like that, which they're packed, mm-hmm. the parking, I cannot tell you how easy it was. They've been getting super some easy. Press on it, but I'll tell you, I just did it.
I think because everybody, you know, like the Islanders fans, that's what it is they're like upset about it.
You can take the train.
You can
right
take the train
there,
right there.
By the way.
And it's like probably a little 7 minute short walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Which by the way, it is from the parking lot.
Right. Exactly.
You walk 5 to 7 minutes from the parking lot. It's to say it's a 7 minute walk is crazy because the train is right there.
It is.
And, but we wanted to drive because I didn't want to have to wait because I was had two little girls and I had to wait for the train. So drove, parked right there in the silver parking.
It's amazing.
So easy.
The signage is so easy.
And then every single place we went, even the girls commented, they were like, everyone here is so nice. Mm-hmm. We're getting our chicken tenders. And they're like, just the workers there. They're like, hey, where are you guys from? Where are you coming up from? Oh, have a great time. Have a great night. Hey, how's it going? It was wild. Yeah. I'm like, how do they train their employees like
that? I don't know. I feel the same way. I went to see Zach Bryan there 2 weeks ago and it was incredible. Like we took the train, super easy. And the staff, like, what can I get you? There's the utensils. There's this, that, you know, like you can find that over here.
I've never been to an arena with a size that size where the staff was so every single person I talked to. And we were at a lot of different venues.
Yeah.
And what, not just, I'm not saying VIP, like just basic concessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. So it cheers awesome. To the UBS Arena. I love that arena. It is. If you have not been there yet for a show or a game, you've got to go.
Yeah. Hot 97 Summer Jam is coming there.
Yes.
I need to go.
Are you going to? Okay, we'll call. Make some calls.
We need to make some calls. So.
And then just 2 nights ago, I went to Madison Square Garden for Olivia Rodrigo. It was awesome.
I know.
And those seats were mind-blowing.
That unbelievable. How was her performance?
So good. Such high energy. She's a little rocker,
yeah,
you know? I mean, like, they're saying she's the next like kind of Taylor Swift, but she's edgy.
She's edgy, exactly.
She's like a rocker chick. Mm-hmm.
I love her music. It's the very storytelling, right? Like you're going through all of her emotions with her. I wondered how she performed.
She performed fantastic. It's so cool to be in New York. And again, Long Island Railroad, this time I took the train because it goes straight into Penn.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is it was also, we didn't realize it. We jump on the train. And it was Islanders,
New York
Rangers game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like
rivalries.
Every hockey fan on Long Island is on this train.
Yeah.
And they got off at UBS Arena. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, what is going on here? But it's part of the experience. It's like the energy.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, we missed the first train by like, we weren't going to make it. It was like 10 minutes. So I went to Rose's Pizza.
Yes, it's
got
back.
Some pizza, got a little slice.
I love it.
Jumped on the next train.
That's awesome.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
It is. But yeah, back to your cool mom points.
Wow.
You leveled up, girl.
I was talking to Dave Widmer, a friend from News 12, who helped us with Olivia Rodrigo. And I was like, this is how you raise young girls. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mark Dore, if you're listening, your young girl, young girls, the way you do it is you set the bar so high.
Yep.
They're not going to be impressed with these boys taking him out to just a dinner or something. You know what I mean? Or taking him to a show.
Right.
They're like, I mean, they're going to have to really bring your A game to impress these girls.
I know.
Because when they've had these kinds of experiences, it's like, that's how you level up.
Yes.
Like expectations are high.
Set. That's so funny. It's so true.
Anyway, it was a lot. It's been I was like, I have so much to catch you up on.
I know. So I went to Florida and had my little mini vacay, which was so, so, so needed. And I was so disappointed because it was so cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went to Tampa and like, Dan was like, if you say you're cold one more time, I'm going to like literally throw you out this window because shut up. No, but it was like breezy. You go to Florida in like April, you want to be warm. Yeah. And it was like definitely cold. I'm like literally texting Catherine. I'm like, why is it so cold?
You're texting Catherine on her wedding.
Yeah.
Complaining about the weather.
She looks so beautiful.
She did. Oh, Catherine, my goodness. Who is a former Discover Long Island employee. In fact, Catherine came up with the name Long Island Tea.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Yep.
And at first I was like, no.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And then,
then I'm like, wait a minute.
No, that's totally what it needs to be.
Yeah. And also started our very first TikTok.
Yeah. And she grew
it.
She
left a really great legacy here. She and did. It's wonderful to see her so happy. And yeah,
Nicole was
the former
there.
Employee
so
was
cute.
There. And I love getting, and Bree went with you. I love, everybody still keeps in touch. That's what's
exactly.
So great about our
it's
family.
It's like DLI. DLI family forever. It's so cute. But we had the best time. We went to Ybor City. Have you ever been there?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. Well, it's like this other little city town next to Tampa. It's like tourist, very touristy.
Okay.
Hit up a karaoke bar. Like it was a good time. Oh, yeah. And I literally have not been up that late. Like we got back to the hotel at like an ungodly hour.
Let's hear the hour.
3:30.
3:30? You were out, girl.
I know.
You still got it.
Still got it.
You and Dan. Mm-hmm. And that's so.
It was so fun.
That I think every marriage needs that every now and then. You've got to go to the party. Remember what it's like.
Yeah. To be you.
To be you and to be young.
Yeah. So funny. So I did a lot of napping because first of all, I was like, this is my time. I fell asleep at the pool like on the one warm day, like typical New Yorker. And I was wearing a bathing suit with like stupid cutouts in the back. Now I have this forever tan line on my back, which is awesome.
You didn't get burned.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh.
Fell asleep.
Okay.
No sunscreen.
Cool. At least we're, you know, at an age of wisdom.
Right.
I'm like, what the
hell? Was anybody around me? No. But I, like I said, took a lot of naps. Well needed. But then, yeah, we came back and it was the eclipse and all that. So it's good to be back, I think.
It is good to be back. And we're back just in time for tax week.
Yes.
Are your taxes done?
Oh, yeah. Submitted, reimbursed, everything's good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of course you, because you're the COO. Ours just got submitted. Thank God. Thomas does all of them. Poor Thomas is doing our taxes. He does his mom's taxes now.
Oh.
And he's doing, and now he has to do all the teenagers' taxes.
Oh,
so he's doing Finnegan's taxes, Kenzie's taxes. No, everyone's like, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how to
do it.
What's this?
Right.
It's so funny. Have you seen this trend on TikTok that is, Michael, there's a trend on TikTok that shows it's a certain song and it shows somebody's like parents. They're like, my parents at 23 and 25 raising me as a toddler.
Yeah.
And then they're like, my brother at 29 waiting for his Easter basket.
Yes. My niece posted something the other day. It was like, my mom at 18, and it's a woman in a wedding dress. And then she's like, me at 18, mom, can you call the doctor? I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Can you call the doctor and pretend to be me because I'm too, or like,
I don't know what to, this,
my chicken smells funny. What does it mean? Like,
the kids can't,
like,
it's
my
so
taxes.
Funny.
No one did my tax.
No.
In a million zillion years, I would never ask or feel safe about either of my parents doing my taxes. I would just never even think of it.
Right. Right.
Handling
so funny.
Anything financially for
yeah.
me. But anyway, so tax season. But you know what other time it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's wine week.
Wine week, girl.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Way to go, Long Island
I know.
Wine
I was
country.
Like, that was so smart of them.
Timed
like,
perfectly.
They needed that. Absolutely. And we, our taste of Long Island this week is our very favorite.
God bless.
Wolfer Estates Summer in a Bottle because it's, you know.
It's giving summer.
It's giving summer.
Right. This whole, everything we're talking about right now, you know, when we talk about it being spring. Spring is basically anticipation of summer.
Yeah.
It's giving summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That like everyone's like, it's spring, but that really means It's almost summer.
Yes.
So Long Island Wine Week, in case you didn't know what that is, it's the week of, what is it, the 15th?
The 5th.
Through the 22nd, something like that.
Yeah, the 12th through the 22nd.
12th through the 22nd. And there's like over 20 participating wineries, and they're doing 2-for-1 tastings.
Which is so awesome. I mean,
go out right now.
It's amazing.
Go to the vineyards.
Just do it. And then they also have Simply Show Your New York Driver's License and Enjoy Buy One, Get One tasting flights at all participating wineries, which you can find on liwines.com for all who are participating.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I just was on the phone with them the other day.
Yeah.
This is some breaking news. Here's some real tea. They don't even care.
They just show up.
You don't have to have your New York driver's license.
Okay. All right.
They're like, if you come to the vineyard and you're like, I'm here for wine week, 2-for-1 tastings, they're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
So if you're from the Bronx, you know, if you're from wherever.
Yeah.
If you're in town and you're listening to this.
Okay.
Or you're thinking, just get here for wine week because it's 2-for-1 and they never do this.
They don't. And it's just so exciting. And they're going to be doing this a couple times a year, right?
I think they just do it once a year. But okay. They have other events and yeah. stuff that we'll talk about throughout the year. But this is their one wine week a year, which is 2-for-1. Yeah. And
go and get.
So once you just click submit on that taxes or you have to pay that refund, just go to the vineyards.
Yeah.
2-for-1.
I love it.
Which turns into 3:30 in the morning for some people. You know, you never know.
I'm telling you, we learned a lot that night.
I bet you did. What's your karaoke song of choice?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not going to say it?
No.
Is it country?
No, it's actually rap. It was funny.
Okay.
So I was there with my girlfriend, my longtime. We met in kindergarten and have been best friends ever since. We just haven't seen each other in 10 years. So like, we're like, what can we sing? Like, let's get up there. We did choose a lot of Sublime.
Oh, which is fun. 90s
yeah.
vibes.
Yeah.
I love it. You and Alyssa talking about the 90s and your Xennial. I was like, by the way, all of the Xennial things are exactly Gen X too.
Yes. And, like, every and that's why answer, she was saying like, it's so we're on the
she's
cusp.
Like, Kristen likes to down.
She poo-poos the millennials.
The millennials. I'm like,
I was like, so do I.
And I don't sorry, not sorry. The millennials. I'm just saying like.
No, there's things, you know, there's things like we just said. We
Gen
never
X just
like
went
like,
through a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're just a little bit tougher when it comes to, we're just a little bit different.
Yes, I agree.
But that was fun. I liked hearing you guys talk about it.
Yeah. The fact that she went to 90s con, like that cracks me up.
That was amazing.
Amazing. She met so many people.
But you know how I know I'm not a Xennial is because I knew no one that you were talking about.
You never watched like Party of Five or Seven?
Party
Heaven?
Of Five is the one person I knew, but they weren't there.
Right. Because I was confusing
seven,
it.
Seventh Heaven. No. I never watched Party of Five, but I knew about it. No, I didn't know any of those people. I was like, I'm clearly the upper echelon of Gen X because I didn't know anyone. I thought it was really fun to listen to you guys. But again, so when you're going out to the wine country, there are, I think, 2021 participating wines.
Wow.
Sharon, why do we, you know, it's giving summer, I think,
yes,
should be the theme of this.
Summer in a bottle.
Yeah, we're drinking some in a bottle. So why is it your favorite?
Because it's, first
the bottle,
of all, the bottle itself.
First of all, the bottle.
Beautiful.
Sharon and I are all about packaging.
All about packaging. And we talk about how much this. And you know what I love about this particular summer in a bottle? It is very much sold all over the place. Like it was actually on the menu in Tampa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
I
awesome.
Love that.
So Summer in a Bottle is a rosé. This wine is perfectly blends the lively Provence grapes, including Grenache. Am I saying that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, look wow, at look at you.
You're a sommelier junior.
Sinsalt, Syrah, and Vermentino, taking the iconic whimsical packaging one step further, the bottle leaps out in color and sophistication. They've gone the extra mile and are very proud to have become one of the world's leading quality rosé makers. Exactly. They're
sold
everywhere.
It's one of the
best
in the world. And... So Wolfer is also on the South Fork, which is interesting. The vast majority of our vineyards are on the North Fork.
Right.
But I think Duckwalk and Wolfer are on the South Fork. And it's really, so it's great if you're in a different area of Long Island. And it's so beautiful, the vineyard.
It is.
Have you ever been to the little farm stand?
Yes.
The little wine stand they do on the way to Montauk?
I love it.
You just, it's like a little, there's like a little
They just have like cases
cart.
Of wine sitting there.
Yeah. And if you are not a Long Islander, you can just go to Wolfer online.
Yeah.
And you can order it. Yeah. Just join their wine club.
Just highly recommend.
So, you know, that's what I gave Patrick and Ed
yes,
for their wedding.
I know.
I gave them a Wolfer, a year of Wolfer Wine Club. And it was the gift that kept on giving. And it's not, I mean, some are in the bottles. They're probably most famous, but they have so many great wines.
They do. They really do. I love them. And we actually did a remote there about a year ago.
Yeah, you and
for
Alyssa.
Wine Week.
Yeah, for yeah. Wine Week. It was, okay.
Oh, it was right. Last week for Wine Week. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's right. And we had their
cider.
Marketing director come on and talk about all of their wines.
And
which
I remember
awesome.
You guys actually had their non-alcoholic cider and you couldn't even tell it was
she
non-alcoholic.
Tricked us. Yeah.
Which is cool. Again, yeah. So if you're not into drinking wine, you can also have that. So the other thing that makes me feel like it's giving summer is brunch.
Yes.
Brunch season.
I'm telling you what, brunch is such a thing.
I love it.
So I don't know. I just feel like it's like this new thing. I know it's not new, but
it's
like
Long Island,
it's new, right? Like it, I feel like it's
brunch/day drinking has long been a thing in Arizona and Scottsdale. I remember going there and there was this one bar that like served you a full bottle of Prosecco out of like a flamingo.
That is fun.
A plastic flamingo. I mean, it's just brunch is fun.
Yeah.
And it's probably more popular in Arizona than it was here because of the warmth, right?
Right.
You go outside, you sit on the patio, you have brunch. It's like a late breakfast, early lunch. And it starts your day drinking.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I love the brunch. To me, brunch feels like outside, flowers, bougie. Mm-hmm. I love it. Brunch is the best.
Unlimited mimosas.
Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
I mean, just fun.
I know. It is so much fun.
And I love our blogs. So if you go to discoverlongisland.com, our latest blog is Where to Brunch.
Yes. So right? Celebrate. So it's brunch month, speaking of.
Why?
Celebrating brunch month on Long Island. Some of our favorite spots. Tap Room in Bay Shore. They have multiple locations. Farmingdale, Jericho, Marsupico Park, Patchogue. I sound like the railroad. Rockville Center.
Next up.
They have a ton of locations. Love the Northport Hotel.
Yeah, I want to go there. I've seen pictures of their brunch on social.
Yeah.
It looks packed.
It does.
And very, very beautiful. Canoe Place Inn in Hampton Bays. Of course, we love Besito, which is in Huntington, Plainview, and West Sayville. I haven't been to the Union yet. Have you?
No, that's in East Meadow, and that's a new.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's why I think like brunch, like you're talking about, like it's very sophisticated,
it,
and
it
like
is.
All of these, you know, restaurants that we're talking about, they're very high end.
I know, and that's why that's why I feel like it's perfect for spring and summer because it feels like I don't know flowers.
Yeah,
champagne.
Just, yeah, exactly. It's amazing.
Eggs Benedict.
Bijou in Melville has a bougie brunch.
Oh, yeah. And I love the Shed. They have like the cute murals. You take your picture in front of the wings.
Yes,
I love the Shed. They have several locations, Huntington, Plainview, and West Sayville. There's a bunch. Village Idiot. There's a bunch. Go to the blog.
Go to the blog. You'll see it.
DiscoverLongIsland.com.
Wait a minute. Juniper Restaurant at the Vanderbilt? I didn't know they had a restaurant at the Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
that's
I heard
awesome.
That. You know how I heard that? Our blog.
Hi. See?
I know. I looked. I was reading the blog and I was like, what a great idea to go to the Vanderbilt and have brunch.
Talk about a bougie brunch.
I'm telling you.
There it
it's
is.
It's awesome. And there are a lot of other choices. So you've got to go read the full blog, discoverlongisland.com/blog.
Yeah.
So you know what else makes me think like it's giving summer is all the openings.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of things are seasonal.
They are seasonal. But I feel like a lot of them are opening up earlier this year, right?
And staying open later.
Staying
eventually,
open,
everything will be
season.
Year-round. But
yeah.
Some things are seasonal, and a couple of our favorites are on Shelter Island and Sag Harbor. The Pridwin, which we always talk about, like Dirty Dancing vibes.
I love it. And Barron's Cove on Sag Harbor. We love that.
So fun.
But you can book your summer getaway, Hamptons getaway, at caperresorts.com/East End to attend these. Pridwin or Barron's Cove, they're owned by the same people.
Oh, yeah. And they're both... yeah, again, they're both beautiful and very boutique-y. And it's also the opening of the Long Island Skydiving Center, Sharon.
So,
and
yeah, I don't know.
And Wild Play.
Wild
which
Play.
Is also
I saw
zip
that.
Lining. Did you do the zip lining?
I didn't.
Because you've gotten scared of heights in your old age.
In my old age. I don't know where this comes from.
No, I can tell you where it comes from. You and Liz were talking about it. I'm like, how do you not know? It comes from understanding mortality.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael was like, oh, are you guys going to skydive? I'll skydive with you. Of course you will. Because you don't have three kids to put through college.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have a dog.
You do have Peaches now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she is everything. And so you need to think about that before you go skydiving.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, when you become a mom mm-hmm. or a parent, you realize,
yeah,
I can't be doing this crazy stuff. Yeah. I have people that rely on me.
It is creepy.
It can't be jumping out of planes, taking risks.
Although, you know, wild play, I don't know. You're just totally strapped in.
Yeah.
You know, the zipline.
You did it. Yeah. I've done some of the course, but to me, the only reason I do the course is a commitment.
Yeah.
It's like,
a true hike.
It's athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's awesome. I mean, it's a real deal.
They do have like amateur courses they do. Too, no, right?
But it's like, it's really, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the zip lining I've done, which is super fun.
That is awesome.
And I would love to skydive. I really would. The skydiving, we have it in our video. It is a bucket list thing. And didn't you tell me it's like bucket
list? Bucket list.
National bucket list day. How perfect to do that. Skydiving's gonna be on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah. Unless you're scared of heights like me.
But you gotta just jump out that plane.
Yeah. Take the plunge.
Just take that plunge.
Bucket list day is next week, which is crazy. So we were thinking maybe the hotties can write in and let us know some of their like bucket list items for either the summer or just some place that they haven't gotten to yet. And then we'll share it in the next episode.
And if you go back to our blog archives, we actually have bucket list blogs too. Long Island bucket list ideas.
I think it's like 23 things to do on your bucket list.
Yeah, that we did for last year.
Exactly.
So we have bucket list items. But yeah, it'd be interesting to know if you look at the blog, if we forgot anything or what your, or it doesn't have to even be, just what is your general bucket list idea?
Yeah, I love it.
I said, I want to write a book that's called Kick the Bucket List.
Oh.
Because I'm done with bucket lists. I just want to sit in my backyard. Yeah. This is how you know how old I am.
Yeah,
that's I'm so like, true, I don't feel the need to check things off anymore.
No. And I think
wanna,
like, I don't know.
I just want a nap like you.
Exactly. I just want to rest.
I just want to take a nap.
What was that movie with, what's his name? Jack Nicholson. Mm. Was it Bucket List?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Something like that. I kind of know which one you're talking about. But it's bucket list season, so we're giving you lots of ideas. And you know what else? It's also still Autism Month.
Yes.
And April is. And we got reached out to by Richard about A Taste of Embracing Autism, which is on April 26th at the Harbor Club at Prime, which is one of our favorite places in Huntington.
Oh, yes.
It's right on the water.
It's right on down on the water.
I love Harbor Club at Prime. So a great venue, a wonderful event, and it's a tribute to Joe Winters. By the way, I remember Joe Winters.
Did you remember, right?
Yeah. Winters Brothers is like our waste management company on Long Island and sanitation. And I remember when he passed away from COVID and he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
It was so, so horrible. I mean, what an incredible family.
Oh, yeah.
They give back to the community so much, the Winters family. And they started this entire autism advocation where they hire individuals with autism a lot at Winter Brothers since their son was diagnosed with autism in 1986.
Yeah. And he firmly believed in the power of employment to provide fulfillment and purpose. And today, with autism affecting 1 in 36 children in the U.S. and an alarming 90% unemployment rate among adults with autism, the need for robust adult-focused services and opportunities is crucial.
Yeah. So the cool thing is all proceeds from this event will benefit the Winter Center for Autism. Anyway, it's a great event. It's a beautiful location, and it's serving a wonderful cause by a wonderful family. So all donations will be recognized by your business, and you can, the link is in our show notes if you want
to
go.
To make any donations.
Just click on, or just want to donate, the link is in our show notes. But again, it's a toast to embracing autism on April 26th at the Harbor Club at Prime. So thank you, Richard, for letting us know about that, because I remember that story.
And we've met
and that
his
family
son. Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah, they are incredible.
They do a lot for our community. So I'm really happy to be able to share that event information.
Yes.
Some charity. And there's just a couple other things happening that I thought we'd let you know about. It's Spring Appreciation Day in Stony Brook Village on Saturday.
Oh, what does that mean?
On Saturday the 20th. They just have like a lot of events. What?
Did you know what I saw? And I don't know if I saw it on Facebook. The Food Truck Festival back in Setauket.
Oh.
Fridays.
Oh.
So it's the farmer's market, right?
That
so it's
is
opening
so, yeah.
up.
So that's what I was telling you. Tegan walked, we drove by, and usually that's the farmer's market.
Yeah.
But they were just a bunch of food trucks, and it was a cars everywhere. And we're like, is the farmer's market open? But that's where, like, it's giving summer.
Yeah.
Is that on every Friday now?
Every weekend, oh yeah.
Thank you for telling me what's happening on my street.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't even know.
But I thought it was more, like, when we went, I thought it was...
Well, it is a farmer's market, but I think there's...
Oh, yeah, they had more than just food trucks. You're right.
Yes. Okay. It's a farmer's market, but I think what they've been doing until the farmer's market opens in the summer...
Gotcha. They have okay.
food truck Fridays.
So cool.
Which I love. There's also, this is the Sharon's next big night out, Rolling Stone tribute band at Fire Island
Vines.
Wine. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Fire Island
no.
Vines? Oh, it's awesome. It's like a little, it's a bar.
Yeah.
But they serve all Long Island wines
okay.
there and then others too. But it's really a cute little, and they do a lot of events there. They'll do like psychic night. It's really cool. You know what else is happening in... coming up is Babylon Kite Festival at Robert Moses Beach on Field 4. I went to that. That was amazing.
The Kite Festival.
Yeah.
It's one of our favorite events.
I mean,
it's on April. It's on April 20th.
I think they got to rename it. I don't know. It's like unbelievable the amount of kites and the sizes of them. And
I've seen pictures of it on social, and last year it got rained out, so they had a different rain day.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go because the date changed.
Right.
But I want to go. Like it's awesome.
It's so awesome. and then you know what else is happening?
What?
Taylor Swift inspired dance party at Mulcahy's April 19th.
I don't know if I can do, I love Mulcahy's. They always bring the party. I don't know if I can do any more concerts.
I know.
I'm tired.
I know.
But I love know, it. That's I love true. Mulcahy's. They always bring the fun. And Saturday and Sunday is Spring Dog Days at Old Westbury Gardens. So you can bring your dog.
So cute.
Get out there and enjoy this beautiful all the weather.
Flowers.
I love it, love it, love it.
I love it.
So a lot going on. But Sharon, literally right before we started, you and Michael.
Yeah, he spilled my charity.
Michael spilled the tea on.
Your celebrity.
Celebrity.
Sorry. Definitely not.
You spilled the tea on the celebrity. And I'm like, so glad I'm drinking Summer in a Bottle right now because I was stunned by this news.
I know. So OJ was announced, it was announced this morning that OJ has passed away from cancer.
That's crazy.
I know.
So I listen, you know, I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
Yes.
And Howard Stern always talks about OJ because he couldn't believe that like OJ's still out and about. Golfing, living his best life. Mm-hmm. And OJ was always on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, hey, Twitter fans. Hey, Twitter people. Or Twitter world. Hey, Twitter world. And he was like, you know, and I heard recently, it was like, people are saying that I've got cancer and I'm in hospice. News to me.
Yeah.
It's not happening. I'm right here. And I was like,
yeah.
Hello?
And then...
It's weird that he lied till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end.
I mean, he's still lying.
I know.
That clearly he was probably in hospice.
Isn't that weird?
Why lie about it?
I don't know.
I was stunned.
You were stunned when I saw, when I was like, oh, I wish we would have waited.
I know, because I was like, the whole gasp.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we should have gotten another. But wow, that's, you know, I got to say, I'm not sorry. I mean, yeah. I won't even say rest in peace. I don't even know what to say in this situation because... So many people stuff. I remember that very vividly. I was in college during that trial.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'll never forget, I was at Arizona State and I was in I was taking women's studies.
Okay.
And everybody like ditched class to go. Back then.
That was like the true first, I wouldn't say first, but real reality trial. Celebrity thing, right?
I remember it because, you know, you got to remember, this was pre-internet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pre-internet, pre-social media. So we watched the Bronco chase on the news.
So crazy. Yeah. My father watched that
and
religiously.
So I remember very specifically, and I kept my Arizona State Press newspaper up until I moved to New York. Finally, I had to like purge all my, I kept a few newspapers and I had the picture because everybody went to the Memorial Union, the MU, where there was a big screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
watched
we were all, that we watched the verdict.
Oh.
They were like, the verdict is in. And everybody came. And it was really interesting to see the reactions, like the unbelievable gasps of like how this could happen. And then I went to my women's studies class right after. And I'll never forget my teacher saying, it's a really sad day for women. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
That women don't get justice. Right. And we're seeing what's happening in other, in like Arizona and all these things today.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's sad. You know, women really to this day, still we don't get justice.
I know.
And we're overlooked and our rights are taken away. And so I was shocked to hear that because I just heard him on Howard Stern being it. Like, it's not true.
Yeah, just no.
It just goes to show.
I know. And
till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end. But just, funny enough, like back to, we owned a white Bronco when we were during that time frame. My father was a retired police officer, and that was just when he retired. So he literally watched that trial religiously. Like, I remember coming home and like it was always on TV, and it was like I think that was the first real celebrity trial.
It was crazy because
televised
up until that event. You have to remember that OJ was like. He was like Bill Cosby. He was America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
He was so charismatic and he did all these commercials. Mm-hmm. He was an actor and an athlete. I mean, people loved him.
I know.
And it was really unbelievable for people to think that he could be capable of doing something
like
this.
I know we're talking a lot about him, but like recently serve because he like stole all of his Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's in what, Vegas? That's like what he went to jail for. He didn't go to jail for this crime. Then he got in jail for like something about selling stuff or stealing his stuff back. They caught him because he was supposed to be
auctioning.
But it was so crazy. I remember it so clearly. And in fact, every now and then I'll still say to my dad, and it was just wild. The national attention. Mm-hmm. Michael, there was this whole thing where they always say, you know, one of the things you need to know in business, don't ask a question to something you don't know the answer to, especially in a public setting. And so one of the things is they found the glove, right? They found his, the leather glove, because they said they thought he jumped the fence. They found the glove and they was like this smoking gun.
Yes.
A glove.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And then they had him try it on and without any preconceived, you know, they had him try it on in public and it doesn't fit. And then Kardashian, this is where the Kardashians came from.
Got famous.
Because his lawyer was
Robert
Kardashian, who was genius. And they were like, I'll never forget. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
The glove don't fit, you must acquit. I mean, that is some marketing.
Yeah. Smart.
I still know that to this
day. That's so crazy.
One more interesting fun fact. I share a birthday with OJ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm not proud to say it.
No.
But you know, every year when they're like, who do you share a birthday with?
Yeah.
And I think Tom Hanks too. So I was like, Tom Hanks in the same boat. But I was like, great. Me and OJ. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Well, that's sad, but hopefully it's some closure for, you know, the families suffered and, you know, I just didn't know it, but I just think it's interesting that he lied till the very bitter end. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Some people.
Maybe just, wouldn't you think you'd want to just clear the air? What do you got to lose at that point?
Right. You're dying.
Maybe there's a letter. Do you think there's a letter?
Doubt it. He lied until the very, he's on hospice lying about it.
He convinced himself.
Yeah.
He convinced himself. He's like, no. Anyway, that's a lot. I think that's enough, right? Any other celebrity?
No.
Because I, to me, you can't top that.
You can't top that.
That was great. Sharon, it's been so good catching up with you again.
I missed you.
I missed you too. There's so much coming up for summer, spring. We have a ton of content. Make sure you get out to the vineyards for Wine Week. And thank you to Wolfer and Long Island Wine Country for being our partners. And enjoy this beautiful springtime weather on Long Island, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. For exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.